Hello, ladies and gents. I hope you're all doing well. Sorry I have been incommunicado for the past few days, but I did something really stupid on Wednesday that caused this neck pain of mine to start up again. I have been spending a lot of time going through things in my flat and throwing out things that I have deemed unnecessary or no longer useful. So on Wednesday afternoon, I put a bunch of things in a garbage bag and left it in the vestibule of my flat and decided to go and do something else and throw it out later. Well, that was kind of a bad thing to do because I forgot that I had left it there, and so I, a few hours later, didn't I go and trip and fall over the cursed thing? And that was just enough to reactivate my neck pain. And it's really nasty, so I am truly a pain in the neck. Last night was particularly bad, and I thought, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to go to the doctor if this keeps up. Today, it's not as bad, but I'm still having a hard time sitting for long periods of time, except in my rocking chair, which is really well padded and quite comfortable. And even when I lie down, I can't really get comfortable because I keep getting these sharp stabbing pains in my neck and kind of in my right shoulder as well. So I'm not sure what to do because I kind of hate to go to the doctor and then be told, oh, you know, there's nothing we can do. You're just going to have to let it take its course. Because I'm going to have to take a taxi there. I can't walk very far at the moment, unfortunately. So I'm kind of loath to do that, unless I absolutely have to. Although, boy howdy, last night I really thought I was going to have to. It was terrible. It was like every time I turned my head, even slightly, or every time I moved to get up or lie down, oh man, it was like somebody was pinching my neck in a nutcracker or something and squeezing and squeezing. Oh dear. Anyhow, I'm waiting for my mum to come and bring me some boxes. She's also going to help me sort out my closet, which is very kind of her. I appreciate that immensely. So I'll get her opinion when she gets here. If she really thinks I ought to go to the doctor, then I will. She should be here any time now, actually. But I've done some work already. Even though I was feeling like absolute shite this morning, I washed some of my dishes that hadn't been used in quite a long time, so that I can dry those, and Mum's bringing bubble wrap, so I can wrap them up and pack them. I still have some other dishes to wash, but my sink is rather small. It's deep, but it's narrow. And also my counter space is limited, so I'm going to have to do these dishes in batches. It would kind of be nice if I had someone here to dry, because then it would be like a little assembly line, but I cannot ask Kim to do that. I know she would if she could, but I really can't ask her because, poor thing, I feel so sorry for her. An uncle of hers has just passed away from cancer, so there's no way I would ever ask her for something like that. And my mum's already helping me with enough, so I'm not going to ask her either. Unless she volunteers, in which case, well, then that's fine. But she can't be voluntold. Oh, here she is. Alrighty, I am back. I'm very tired, but it's a good kind of tiredness. Mum and I just spent 3 hours sorting out the closet of doom. Both she and I were afraid to find dead mice in there, but we did not, thank God. There was a lot of stuff that needed throwing out, and Mum very kindly took it away. And she also, very kindly indeed, stayed and helped me pack a bit. Between the two of us, we got, I think, about 5 boxes packed. And God knows how much stuff she took away. I've lived in this place for 13 years, and one can accumulate a lot in that space of time, I think. I am not very good at packing knickknacks and ornaments. I'm always afraid they won't be wrapped properly and then they'll get damaged in transit. So I asked my mom if she would help me pack those, and she did very nicely. She brought me bubble wrap from the company she works for, and all the shipping and receiving clerks saved boxes for her as well, which is awfully nice of them. And they even put tape handles on the boxes so they'd be easier to carry. Oh boy. We got a lot done. I'm in a lot of pain as a consequence, but that's okay. Mom seemed to think I was okay enough not to have to go to the doctor, though, so that's a good thing. I'm certainly better than I was yesterday. Last night, it was like every time I moved, I'd get this horrible, sharp, stabbing pain in my neck, and then I'd scream. One would think I was being murdered. Anyway, yeah, it was great to get all that sorted out. Anyhow, I think I'm going to end this for now because I am both really tired and really hungry, so I need to go and take care of both of those things. I think I'll eat something fairly light, and then I will lie down for a while. Oh, actually, I just thought of something. I think we packed like 7 boxes because I forgot we packed all my CDs and DVDs and most of my electronics, other than the things that I use on a regular basis, like my computer and scanner and modem and external hard drive, and of course my phone. I'd never pack that. So I feel a bit better now because, in my mind, that is, because I've got over a month to go, and thanks to Mum, we've already packed a good deal of my stuff. And, as I said, thrown out superfluous things that I really didn't use anymore. I've got a lovely fountain that operates on batteries, and it has a Buddha in the center of it. I don't really want it anymore because it's no longer my style. But I'm thinking Kim really might like it because she's quite into Buddhism. So I will, when I see her next, I'll show it to her and ask if it would be of interest. Otherwise, it's going to get thrown out or taken to the charity shop or something. Anyhow, folks, yes, I think I'm going to end this here because I'm just rambling and I'm not being very coherent. So I hope you're all having a fabulous weekend. And I shall speak to you soon. I'm hoping I'll be feeling well enough to go to church tomorrow. Because I got the bulletin yesterday. The church secretary kindly sends the bulletin to me and another vision-impaired lady in advance. So anyway, I got the bulletin yesterday, and it looks like there's going to be some good stuff happening tomorrow. So I'd like to get there if I can. Ow! Bloody hell! Excuse my language. Sorry, folks. I just had a twinge from my neck. Anyhow, yes, off I go. But thank God for my mom, I tell you. She saved me a lot of trouble. But she did say, when I told her how stressed out I was about this whole moving schmozzle, that she would help. And she certainly has. She's really, really pulled her weight. I mean, and she didn't actually have to. She really had no obligation. She could have just said, well, I'm going to let you pack all this stuff. And I would have understood if she had. But no, she was very, very nice about it, actually. And I appreciate that immensely. Because right now, I did some packing myself today, but